Hey guys, if you want to catch this live instead of just hearing the replay, I go live on Saturday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The links are in the show notes, or you can look for my YouTube channel, 242 Reads. Now, on with the replay. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the stream in terror. I want to say hello, Sydney, September Dragon Audio, and Justice of Darkness, and the two other people hiding in the shadows. Welcome, everyone. This is just... One second. Sorry, I had to cough. This is just a random live stream. I have... Now that I've been with my new job for a while, I now know I'm always... Either I'm off on Saturdays... Or I'm off pretty early that I can do streams on Saturdays. So the stream will be a Saturday night thing going into the future. But this Saturday, by the time I would have done the stream, I had mostly already lost my voice again. And I didn't want to force it too much. So I'm still like trying to get my voice fully back. It's still wonky. Hello, Josh, and hello, Bobby. Welcome, guys. Today, in like an hour and a half, another compilation is going up that's all of my true creepy encounter stories. So, it's another compilation because when I went to go record this week, my voice would not have it. I had almost no voice still. I got COVID, and every time I've gotten COVID, it's gone straight for my voice and completely destroyed it. So now that it's back, I can do some recording, and I thought we could do some live reading / live recording for you guys. If I don't normally do the live recording as much anymore because I personally find it a bit irritating because I'm so picky on my recordings. But this is going to be the two sentences, which aren't really on this channel as much anymore anyways. So this is just a good way to get you guys to hear more of them. And they do go on to 242 Read Shorts. So I still post them. They just have their own channel now. Due to YouTube favoring shorts over long form videos, it's become a detriment to this channel to keep it here. So I've reworked a few things to just try to help this channel grow a little bit better and faster. Sorry. I will be clearing my throat every once in a while. Like I said, my voice is just, it's getting there. It's just not 100% quite yet. So welcome to the new faces that I'm seeing. And welcome, of course, the old faces that I'm seeing. Thank you guys so much for joining me on my random live stream. And I am thinking the live stream will probably be 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which is like 7 o'clock my time. So it'll give me enough time to get home. It might be even 9:30. I have to kind of work it, but I'm thinking it's going to be around then. So this Saturday coming up, I'm going to make that my first one since my voice is back. So anyways, all that said and done, one moment. Sorry. Oops. There we go. All right. Yes, I'm pretty good at chattering, not to myself, but I just wanted to give you guys kind of that quick update in the front. And yeah, go ahead and ask questions if you want to ask me anything or... anything like, and if there's like a specific story you'd like me to just read for you guys, I can do that as well as a live recording. So we can do a mix of both for you guys. I have no problem doing that. I just thought that this would give me a good excuse to, one, kind of redo that thumbnail. It looked a little janky. And to redo, and just to have a live stream. Because I hadn't had one, I think it's been a month now. So I just kind of wanted to give you guys a new one. Yeah, sorry. Alright. So yeah, story, if you have questions or if you have a story specifically, like a story type you specifically want me to read, just tell me. Oh yeah, I forget Pretzel actually does that thing now, but it's fine. All right, I'd rather have it on the screen anyways. Kibble my butt. Oh yeah, you're gonna hear me say temp in the beginning. It's when I'm recording. It's if I don't do that, the audio is kind of weird. So just to give you guys a heads up on that one too. Temp. I decided to expose my husband to my friends and family by projecting the secret camera recordings. One second, my dog is making noise. You okay, boo-boo? Yeah, okay. She was just coughing. I decided to expose my husband to my friends and family by projecting the secret camera. Blech. I decided to expose my husband to my friends and family by projecting the secret camera recordings of him abusing me on the blank wall behind him. Though they were at first shocked by the interruption to his sermon. Though they were at first shocked by the interruption of his sermon, I was not prepared for the whole congregation to erupt into laughter and cheers. Oof. Poor woman. I think this is the one where someone actually posted about some stuff going on in their own life. And this was their fear that people would do that, which is heartbreaking to have to worry about that kind of stuff. Sorry, I will just randomly enter, say random things and what I think of the stories and stuff just to add a little bit to it as well. Oh yes, and I do have to record temp in the front every time because if I don't get rid of it, it will be in the recording. Like it'll be saved. So I gotta do it every time just to give you guys a heads up that you'll be hearing it each time. I'm gonna put my phone on mute, so there. Bye. Also, for all you mothers, happy Mother's Day as well. I keep forgetting. And that's not good because I need to phone my own mother. But we're gonna do that after. So if you haven't wished your mother a happy Mother's Day, don't be a 242 and go do that, guys. If you have, of course, a mother you're still talking to, as long as you have that. If not, well, I hope you just have a good day. Either way. Excuse me. Sorry, I will have to mute it every once in a while if I'm coughing. I don't want to cough into your guys' ears. That's rude. Welcome to everyone else who joined, who's just sitting in the background. Welcome, guys. Lurkers are perfectly welcome as well. Sorry, I'm muttering to myself. Temp. As I finish the f ugh, one sec. like I said, voice isn't 100% quite yet. It's just getting there now. It's recordable again, which is more than I could say even on Wednesday. Every time I talked, my voice would just crack after 2 seconds. It was so bad. As I finish the fifth book in the series about monsters secretly living among humans, I looked over to the young man shivering and chained up in the corner. You're going to tell me exactly how you know about our world, Mr. Author, or I will take each of those precious little fingers you used to write. I told him, giving him a wide smile that showed my mouth full of fangs. I love that one. Just, you accidentally read a story that's true that you didn't know about. With all that, I just loved it. Welcome, Dr. Torment. It is afternoon here, but I know that you live on the other side of the world, so I'm just doing a random live stream because my voice is mostly back. Yay! Hold on, actually, now that I think about it, what I can do is this. Hold on. Doom-doom-doom-doom. How do I do this again? Here, so you guys can actually see the recordings. There. You can't see everything I'm doing, but you at least see I'm working on some stuff. I should check every once in a while that Pretzel doesn't crash, because it's been crashing the last few times I recorded. I need to cut it. It's a little bit too long at the end. All right. Because I remember to. Lozenges are my best friend right now. Temp. I'm sorry, but your wife was killed by your infant after childbirth. The doctor relayed with a nervous expression. After childbirth, isn't it usually during childbirth. Got a good point there. I hope you guys are enjoying the live recordings. Remember, you can also request that I just read a story and not record it too. So, if there's any specific story type that you would like me to read, like Glitch in the Matrix, fiction, Creepy Encounters, Let's Not Meet, Paranormal, I can read those as well. I'm just gonna wait for you guys to request them, and then I'll read them to you guys. I can always find a story for you. Temp. One moment. Sorry, I had to blow my nose. I cleared my throat a little bit, but it didn't fully work. Okay. Being sick is awesome. Totally recommend. They said this machine can allow you to sweep minds swap. They said this machine can allow you to swap minds with any. They said this machine can allow you to swap minds with anything, so I tried with my pet hamster. As the agonizing pain kicked in, I finally understood why it was always trying to kill itself. Hold on, I didn't read that. As the agonizing pain kicked in, I finally understood why it was always trying to kill itself. They put tried, but it doesn't work with a sentence to my knowledge, so I'm gonna redo that a little bit. So, how is everyone doing today? Anything new happening in anyone else's life? Anything anyone wants to share? Nope. Very noisy car outside. I can't see anything because my car is pretty noisy too, and there's not much I can do about it right now. Sometimes I get cars drive by that are like. Nothing new for you, Sydney? No. Just same old, same old. Yeah, not much new for me either, except for the job and being sick, I guess, but other than that. Nope. Okay. You guys can get a little keyboard ASMR to go with the recordings. Cause I gotta type in stuff. And probably hear my ice against my cup too. I can't stand room temperature water. It's apparently very North American of me to have ice in my drinks. But I don't know what it is, but like room temperature water always just doesn't taste as good as cold water to me. I mean, if I'm thirsty, I will drink warm water. It just doesn't taste as good to me. I don't know if that's just a me thing or... But apparently, I've been told that North Americans put way too much ice in their drinks. Which, to be fair, whenever I go to restaurants and stuff, I ask for no ice. But that's because I know how often people clean their ice machines. It's not very often. But at home, it's just ice cube trays. And I know I clean my stuff quite often, so I have a control over that. But mom, public, nope, don't want your ice. It's gross. Temp. We don't care about your reptile, Mr. Doodle. Tell us a... We don't care about your reptiles, Mr. Doolittle. Tell us about the higher apes. You do not understand, the doctor replied. The crocodiles say the signs are the same and another one is coming. This one, I had to go into the comments to figure out. So crocodiles are one of the longest living species on the planet. And they outlived the dinosaurs. So the signs for a meteor hitting is, or a mass extinction event anyways, is what they're referring to. But yeah. I didn't put two and two together what that meant. And I think sharks as well are another one of the longest living species ever. They were around, I believe, at least some form of them was around when the dinosaurs were around too. So. Maybe turtles? Could be wrong about turtles though. But I know crocodiles have been around forever. And they haven't supposedly changed all that much either. I think they've gotten a bit smaller, but for the most part, they're the same, which is quite interesting when you're into science like I am. Oh, there's Lulu. I don't know if you can hear, but she's talking in her dreams. She makes little cute little noises every once in a while. There she goes again. I can somewhat hear in the mic, so I don't know if you guys can hear it or not. And for anyone new that came in, welcome, guys. Lurkers are very much welcome. Aww. Hey, creep past the channel. Keep the ice to yourself. Yeah, she makes really cute noises. Well, I'm not sure how loud the music is. Because I can't hear the music. Sorry, we're not completely a horror channel. We are a little bit of cuteness, too. Brought to you by Lulu. This live stream is brought to you by Lulu. Cuteness. I think she might be done. Yeah. I don't know how we lucked out finding this dog. She's so adorable. I love her so much. Mm. Also, Creepypasta channel.
Take your eyes.
Yes. This cute news is brought to you by Lulu. She doesn't do it every time she sleeps either, so I never know, like, if she's going to make the noise. And she doesn't, like, and that's a really nice thing. I don't have to worry about it too much. And she does it for about a minute to 2 minutes tops, so I can always record around it. I just normally pet her, but she's too far away for me to pet right now, so. I missed something. Hold on. Oh, there we go. Fixed. All right. Too many windows open. Always too many windows open. So one weird thing, me narrating has made it so I drink way more water than I used to. I used to be really bad for not drinking water, and now I've gotten so much better. Oh, and for anyone new, before I record, I always put temp due to some of the stuff I do. If I don't put it, it kind of messes with the audio a little bit, so just so you guys know. Temp. Realistically speaking, I can put whatever I want. I just put temp because it's short and sweet. Last time, Daddy beat me up because I accidentally paid the store clerk more, but this time I will count properly, I thought to myself. I'm gonna re-record that, hold on. Last time, Daddy beat me up because I accidentally paid the store clerk more, but this time I will count properly, I thought to myself. I reached into my pocket to get the money, but found nothing but a hole. I do know that I'm a horror channel and I read terrible things, but stuff like this always just like makes me want to grab the child and get them away, even though they don't actually exist. But So is there any stories anyone wants me to read specifically, or you guys just okay with listening to your record? I have gotten a bit better at live recording some of this. I'm not as I've gotten a bit better at the two senses. Just one sec. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to hit the mic. Another reason why I have the music in the background is when I mute it, you guys don't have a problem. It's not silence. Which reminds me. Yes, okay, music is still playing. This is true, Creepypasta channel. I could read one of your stories, as long as they're like not super long. I have like a 15-minute like max, which is I don't know how many words that is. When I'm live reading, just because my brain starts like about 2,000 words. Yeah, 1,000. Temp. I sat in the hospital and tried to focus on the rhythmic beeping. Excuse me. I sat in the hospital and tried to focus on the rhythmic. I sat in the hospital and tried to focus on the rhythmic. Rhythmic. Hold on. Apparently, I can't say rhythmic very well. Rhythmic. Talking of dyslexia, it sucks. I sat. I sat in the hospital and tried to focus on the rhythmic beeping of my infant son's heart as I ignored my crazy mother's ranting about the government. It's cut off. There we go. I hate when my spreadsheet does that. I sat in the hospital and tried to focus on the rhythmic beeping of my infant son's heart as I ignored my mother's ranting about government conspiracies. But when I came back later, I heard only silence as her mother smiled and said she unplugged some things to prevent the 5G radiation from spreading. I don't even know what I would do if my mother did that to me. Because you know that child needs something from those machines. Stupid nose. You know, when a slightly used nose that kind of runs? Because I don't. Okay, there we go. Let me go look real quick. Come on, stop doing this. Come on. Close already, jeez. You're as bad as me, though. You post so much. There's a lot of stuff here. It's fine. I'll just keep live reading. I think it's better anyways. I was just wondering if anyone wanted anything specific, because I just know my live reading is not the best. Unlike Raven. I should stop comparing myself to As Raven Dreams, but he is a lot easier time live reading than I do. Alright. Temp. As soon as the priest... Sorry. As soon as the priest limped out of the room, the woman accosted. Accosted, that's a good word. As soon as... One second. Sorry, that was... I had to cough. As soon as the priest limped out of the room, the woman accosted him and demanded, "So, did you get out of him?" He looked soulfully at the purpling. He looked soulfully at the purpling bruises on her face before replying, "I'm so sorry, but I couldn't find no demons in your husband." Nope, your husband's just a terrible piece of garbage. Come on. About that much. All right, so this one I'm going to name that. I keep trying to put April. It's not April anymore. It's May. I'm doing that a lot lately. Like in April, I try to put February like a couple times with some of my stories. Every time I try to do that, I was like, really? Really? That's where I'm at? I'm gonna keep trying to put February in for April? So we have recorded 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stories so far. Come on. I hate the new update on I really, really hate this new update. The Reddit does not work as good as it used to. Yeah, no. The search feature doesn't work properly anymore. I basically use old Reddit over the new Reddit, but no, it's not letting me search through your profile properly. So. With the new update, like, totally messed with things that I do, and now, when I tried to search, it doesn't search properly. It just searches all of Reddit, even though I told it to search only your profile, so. Temp. I swear I can feel eyes staring at me every time I go into my basement. I really have to make sure the blindfolds sit properly the next time. I don't like how I read that. I'm gonna do that again. I swear I can feel eyes staring at me every time I go into my basement. I really have to make sure the blindfolds sit properly the next time. Oops. Temp. Must have deleted it. I don't have this. Yeah, I know. And welcome to anyone new who has joined. Lurkers are always more than welcome. If you just want to listen to me narrate and live read, that is perfectly fine. But if there's any story you specifically want me to read, any genre or anything, just let me know and I'll do it. That one. Oops. Don't want to do that. I'm gonna do watched instead of eyes. Come on. May 12th, 2024. All right. Oh, hey, Koba. Thank you so much for letting me read one of your stories as well. So I read so much from Reddit, and this new update that they made, there's some add-ons that I have, which I won't lie, I had a sinking feeling they were going to stop working at some point, that tell me if I've asked someone to read a story, if they've allowed it, if they haven't, all this stuff, like all my little notes, so at a glance I can see whether or not people have let me read stories and stuff, because it just, it helps. And also helps me know if I've asked someone. Oops, this was the first one I. I have two strikes now. Why do I have two strikes? So anyways, so, it just makes life easier so I know, and some people. Oh, you have two strikes. Oh, that sucks. I hate when... Yeah. You can also talk to one of the mods as well and reach out and see if there's anything they can do. Yeah. They're not big... I'm really guessing this is two sentences. They've had a rush of some really terrible posters, and they've had to really crack down on trolling there. So you can reach out to mods and see if there's something they can do. Maybe lower it to one strike, because it's three strikes and you're out in that sub, which is three of the dots. So, yeah. So... My last post was, I kill you, said the murderer. Fair enough. But yeah, so with, what I was saying was, Reddit's got this new update with, like, the new Reddit looks a bit nicer. It's supposed to be a modern look, whatever. I mean, but the problem is they got rid of this little tag thing that I use. It doesn't work on the new Reddit, which I knew they were going to do at some point because they want you paying for all these little things. But, so I now use, so there's, old.reddit and now there's new.reddit and I use new.reddit. So, and it, I can still use a little tag because I need them because I need to know whether or not I've asked people. I've also had people let me use, read their stories without asking them, and this little tag tells me all that stuff. So, oh, it's all good. It's perfectly fine to take over the chat a little bit. That's what we're here for. That's what a live reads for, or a live stream. Both. It's a live reading live stream. Yeah. Deception. Conception? Deception? Inception? Inception. That's the word I'm looking for. My brain is broken. Alright. Let's go on to the next one. Temp. I also think it's funny I'm going to be going over when my own video goes live. All right. So, give me 1 second. I heard a really, really good cough. There we go. Small ones I'm not so hesitant on, but it's the big ones that I have to do every once in a while. All right. Ugh. I struggled to fall back asleep in the car because my mom was swerving all over the place. I looked out the window to see the commotion and noticed that all the cars were going in the opposite direction. Funny enough, I heard of a vehicle doing that recently on the highway near here. Scary thought. Heck, actually, when we moved to a newer town way back when, we almost went the wrong direction down a one-way street once. It was in the middle of the night. It wouldn't have been a huge deal. We realized it was a one-way street just before we finished the turn. So we fixed that very quickly. But yeah. On highways, they put big signs to tell you you're going the wrong way, though. Especially around here. So, just stuff happens. I love the joke of you stopping in front of a tree, just screaming, and pretending like you're about to crash into it. As someone else is asleep in the other, in one of the, asleep in the passenger seat. I mean, if it happened to me, I probably wouldn't think it's so funny either right away, but I probably laughed my butt off. I'm gonna name this struggle to go back to struggle to sleep. That's what I'm gonna name this one. 16th of May, the 12th of 2024. Do, 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 do. Funny enough, you actually kind of get to see how I record these two sentences. The chaos that is. You don't see the chaos of me making them, though. No one really wants to watch me make one of these. It's actually very boring, to be honest. I basically just pick two sentences I like, put them together, add some videos and the text, and export it. It's actually not the most interesting thing to watch. I've streamlined most of that. And I've streamlined a lot of this. There's a lot of macros that do take care of a bunch of stuff for me. Which is why I have to do the temp in the front, because the temp fixes some stuff. Temp. Max has a profile of one of those judgment-free kink apps where people talk about me not up to roleplay being forced. Let me try this again. Max has a profile on one of those judgment-free kink apps where people talk about me not up to roleplay being forced. But she doesn't know about it. And in case anyone new has joined, welcome. I'm always welcoming lurkers as well as people who want to talk. If there is a specific story you would like me to also read to you besides just narrating, I can do that as well. And by that I mean genre of it. That button. Sorry, I got myself confused for a second there. I'm like, which step am I on? I have so many steps. So many steps. Each one of them do different things. You guys don't see all the little pop-ups coming up when I do all this stuff. But there's lots of pop-ups. Free. I think I spelled that wrong though. Yeah, I did. I forgot the D. Judge. And there's no E there. Judgment. Yeah, judgment. Okay. May 12th of 2024. All right. Just hear me blow my nose real quick. All right, I'm back. Yeah. See, that's called crime. Also, there's supposed to be, of course, more rules and stuff for stuff like that anyways. Like, a safety word is a major one, so that you can actually say no for real. That's why you have safety words. I don't know anyone who's an adult that doesn't know about those things. Stuff like that's really important. Yes, I'm a horror channel, but I also like to be very informative. Temp. If you're engaging in stuff like that, make sure you have rules laid out and always have a safety word. Something you won't commonly say is the key to that. So. It's hard posting something that doesn't break any of these rules. I love that this one's a bit meta. It's hard posting something that doesn't break any of the rules. The demon torturing me doesn't care how hard it is, only that I do it. I mean, they have a point. Some of the rules are a little bit harder. I've even broken some of the rules with some of the two sentences I posted. They still made it on my channel. Just because they don't get a stay on... Like, that's... So, with two sentences, like, when I ask for them, I always put them onto a spreadsheet real quick. Because sometimes, as much as something is, like, meme-y or a cliche... Sometimes it's still nice to have that even on your channel every once in a while. I don't know. It's just... Sometimes I don't fully agree with some of the mods on there, but I know that they're doing their best to keep the subreddit clean and all that stuff. They're doing what they need to. But and they also don't want the same stories up over and over again, and that's perfectly fine. I get a lot more choice on my channel than they do on the subs, so... Hey Shade, welcome to the chaos. Also, I hope if you've listened to this live recording, the recordings that I gave you, I really hope my voice didn't crack all that much. The very last recording that I sent you, my voice was on the cusp of being done. We both know, Shade, that you break all the rules. All the rules. May 12th, 2024. Alright, we have recorded 12 so far, guys. Woo! I know I'm gonna say this like everyone... I haven't gotten to listen to it yet. I've been super tired. That's fair. To be fair, I didn't even want to get out of bed this morning, I won't lie. I probably just wanted to roll over and go back to sleep. Like Lulu's doing right now. But if I don't get up and do things, well, then I don't get up and do things. That's a problem. Alright. Before I record, I have to put temp due to just how my recordings work. Lulu is my spiritual animal at the moment. Yes, I think she's everyone's spiritual animal, to be honest. She loves sleep. That dog could sleep all day and every day. And she's a husky. They're known for lots of energy. But when she is awake, it can be a handful. Especially if you take her for W's or if you take her into the vehicles in any way. I gotta be careful because if I say certain things, she'll just stare at me like, okay, we're gonna do that now. So, or if you take her to the place, it's not really close to our house, but where other dogs are, she gets super like ecstatic. She whines before we get there. Like she'll see it and she'll just start whining and it's so adorable. And then while she's in the car, she'll be like running back and forth, but moving back and forth, like trying to get like out so she can get to the place. It's really cute. It's adorable. Same if you take her to hardware stores. She loves them, but we've been taking her to hardware stores since she was a little itty bitty puppy. So yeah, no, my dog is super cute and ecstatic, and I totally want to take her to my new job because it's dog friendly, because she would love it, and people would love her, and she would get all the biscuits. So yeah, no, Lulu is high energy when she wants to be, and then just sleeps the rest of the time, and it's adorably cute. Like she just woke up, she scratched her ears, she's doing a stretch, and I bet you she's going to roll back over, go back to sleep. She's like, Mom, shut up. Stop telling everyone my secrets. For you too, pet mom having to talk in code so not to have excited the puppy. LOL. Yes, there are specific words. She's very intelligent and she even knows when we're talking around it, but she knows if we don't say the certain words, it's not happening. So, like, if I say biscuit, she knows she's not getting one because I'm saying it without getting her excited. Huskies are stupidly smart, and I love her, but she's a little too smart sometimes. But yeah, she's actually very quiet, especially for a husky, even though she's technically only half, but yeah. Kimberly Shepherd wanted to say hello for you too. Aw, hello, Kimberly Shepherd. Yes, Lulu's actually half Shepherd, German Shepherd. Oh, I think Kimberly's last name is Shepherd. Yes, no, my brain is. Yes, Kimberly. Yes, say hello to Kimberly for me. I always just read her first name. My brain, it's held together with duct tape, prayer, and the duct tape's falling apart. And maybe a little bit of super glue. I think my brain put S at the end there. Yeah. Anyways, okay. To the next one. Temp. Oh yeah, that's fair. That's understandable. And this is a really weird time. Oh yeah, so for anyone who's joining, this is not the permanent time slot. This is just because I finally have my voice back enough to be live slash narrate. I'm planning to go live on Saturday nights, probably 9 or 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I haven't decided a time yet, and it might have to move a little bit depending on my job, but I know I get off early enough on Saturdays that, and I work every other Saturday, that I could be live and have a more steady. Sundays or Fridays, I have the possibility of not getting off until 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's just too late. I don't want, and I'm going to be exhausted after that. Truth be told, I'll probably be exhausted after the Saturday one too. But it's an earlier time. It won't. It's just I think that late is just a little too late. So, and yeah, the weekdays, the schedule is very vastly moving, while the weekends, because we're open for a shorter amount of time, it makes it a bit easier to have something a little more put in the ground where it's going to be. So, yes, I overthink things, but there's a reason I overthink things. All right. I can see the end though, that's nice. I still have quite a few still to read, but After months of captivity, I escaped the basement and ran down the road begging the nearest person for help. I turned, crying, and ran to the other way when she dropped her phone. pointed at me and started screaming. And welcome anyone who's new. If you're just lurking, that's all good. Though I might have to call this soon, guys, because my voice is starting to give out. I can feel it. Which, you know what? I got a lot done, especially with my voice not being 100% quite yet. So, this COVID is nasty when it comes to, at least to me. Everyone gets, I know, affected differently, so... Which really sucks. Just trying to get better as fast as I can. It's just... My voice always takes so long to fully heal. I'm going to be like this for a while, sadly, where I can't record as long as I used to. One sec. But I'll, the key thing is not to force it, because it just sets it back more and more. Sadly. Oh, I didn't name it. That's what I'm gonna call it. May 12, 2024. Export. Well, we got 14 record, I think, so. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is I'm going to go into my vault, or in my stories. I'm gonna read you guys one glitch of the Matrix real quick. One story that I'm not recording, just one for you guys to listen to. Just give one second. Something to end this off on, basically, is what I'm thinking of. And glitches are normally pretty short anyway, so. Okay, I'm gonna read you guys this one, I think. I witness people frozen in time by Anonymous. I'm really not sure where to talk about this, but my mind is absolutely blown by something I witnessed a few days ago. My brain simply can't make sense of what I saw. I had been working at a busy trade show for a few days, and on the last day, I picked up a van rental and I was driving to the venue. Business as usual, and I just finished a call with my boss as I pulled up into the venue. The last stretch of the road before the parking lot is typically very busy, cars pulling up to drop off people and people walking across the road from the surface level parking lots. As I make one or two turns, I immediately see three businessmen frozen in place in the middle of the road crossing in front of me. They literally have zero motion as if they were statues. Some had briefcases, others had their suit jackets open, and one was visibly half turned around, smiling as if he was laughing in the middle of the conversation. It was windy, yet no jacket moved. The briefcase were suspended in the air, but never swung on their handles. The other guy smiled, gesturing back. He had his legs opened like a beetle on, like the Beatles on Abbey Road cover. It was so bizarre because around the frozen guise of three other cars were passing by and people already on the sidewalks were in motion. It felt like an eternity, but probably was 4 seconds. Motion suddenly resumed to these guys. It was like someone pressed play on a remote. They kept walking across the street to the venue. The guy who was turned around to see someone resume chatting up with the colleagues that he crossed the street. Briefcase and jackets and clothes moved and shifted as expected. I was baffled. I have seen weird things like this posted on TikTok of birds frozen in the air or ladies walking on the sidewalk that appeared to be glitched, and always assumed it was a hoax or clever editing. But once I saw this, my mind hasn't been the same since. I can't comprehend what I saw. Was I visualizing these people before they arrived at my destination when they resumed? Were they indeed frozen? Did everyone else see this happen? Was I simply too tired from working this trade show? And even so, how did I see something frozen for so long before they essentially resume motion? My head is spinning, kicking myself for not putting in the dash cam in the rental vehicles. Closest thing I can search for comes from this clip of a frozen lady who resumes walking. In this clip, the same questions are brought up. Hair's not moving, clothes are not flowing, even though that woman was in mid-stride. In my experience, it was a group of three people, and all of them were held up in time until I drove close enough for them to resume motion. Interested if anyone has had a similar experience or can know what this could mean, even. Alright, guys, and that was... Oh, wait, sorry. Spook. So that's where I'm going to end the stream today. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today with my random stream in terror. I hope you all have a very good day, and I will see you most likely this Saturday coming up. Have a very good night, or a very good day, guys.